Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Antoine is here to help you. He wants to give you three things that are worth checking out, or at least seem like they're worth checking out.
Yeah, something to give a shot to, at least one episode.
TV, streaming services, movies, all that different stuff. Binge Watch Weekend, we also list them online at K92MorningThing.com.
Yes.
So if you want to go back to one and say, what was that thing you said a couple weeks ago? You can go on there and get those. Take it away, Mr. Terrell, sir.
All right, and this weekend, it's going to be pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty chilly.
Yeah, so, lows in the like mid-20s tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't imagine a lot of people are going to be out and about. But if you are and you want to go by the movie theater, there is a movie that's coming out today. It's called Playmobil. Yes, it's like it's a Lego animated type movie.
Okay, oh. so it is like the other Legos.
Yes, yes. But see, this one is where a daughter or a sister goes into this animated world to find her missing brother. Her brother's been missing, and she feels like he's went into this animated world.
Oh.
So think Lego movie meets Space Jam type thing.
Gotcha. So she goes into this world, and it's not the Lego world. And like every other child, she's disappointed when it finds out that it's the Playmobil world.
It's the Playmobil world, not the real. But
oh, my God. Every time I try to get my son to Playmobil, what is this?
I want Lego. But the movie's really good. The cast is really good. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, Jim Gaffigan, Kenan Thompson, Anya Taylor-Joy, she's a sister in it. So it's a pretty good cast.
All right.
And it's something for the kids.
Yeah.
I like to have something for the families to go out and watch.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully it's moderately enjoyable for you. So Playmobil, you want to go to the theaters?
Yes, it's at the movie theaters. Now, these next two shows that I'm about to talk about are not family-friendly.
No, okay.
Not
just for children. Get out of here.
These are more Monica-friendly shows.
Okay.
Especially this first one. It's on Hulu. It's called Reprisal.
Reprisal. What? Say it again. My lips are not making me.
Reprisal.
Okay.
Reprisal.
Reprisal.
Okay.
Yes. It makes you think of the movie Kill Bill, the Kill Bill series.
Ooh,
it's
Monica
a movie of revenge. This woman was left to die by her brother and a gang of like gearheads.
Okay.
And so she enacts revenge all of these different gangs. She works her way up the ladder. All of the gangs that left her out there to die.
Okay.
She goes out to exact revenge against all of them.
Hulu?
Yes, it's on Hulu.
Is it a movie or a show?
It's a show.
Part. Okay. So
it's a new show to start. Thing. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a show that you can binge episodes and things like that.
Is anybody in it that we know, or is it just kind of a bunch of nobodies?
This is like a newer cast.
Okay.
A newer cast.
Okay.
Which I would expect from Hulu. Hulu wants to put people
on. Yeah. I liked Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool kind of girl kicking butt revenge type thing.
And that's what this is.
Yeah, all right. Very nice.
And then last but not least, Apple TV Plus. This show is called Truth Be Told. This one really caught my attention because true crime podcasts are really popular right now.
Oh, my God. Are they ever? I mean, shoot.
Really
you watch those To Catch a Murderer or Making a Murderer or whatever it is on Netflix. I mean, all that stuff is very, very popular.
And this one stars Octavia Spencer and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Octavia Spencer, she hosts a very popular true crime podcast to where so popular she's giving out information, evidence that sometimes the law doesn't even have.
Like,
she's that type of journalist. And so 19 years ago, she put, because of her podcast, somebody ended up in jail for life. It was a 16-year-old. They convicted a murder. They tried him as an adult. He ended up in jail for life.
Because of her podcast.
Because of her podcast.
Mm.
But did she put the right person in jail?
Ooh.
So throughout the podcast, more information starts to come up. More things start to be leaked out. And now she's questioning if the right person's in jail.
And this is the mind screw because it's based on true crime that's not true crime.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
In the story, it's true
crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many shows to watch now.
Don't get too drunk. You won't be able to figure out what's real life.
So the whole time, she's trying to figure out her level of responsibility
what
for possibly the wrong person in jail, while also trying to figure out who it is. So it's like, whodunit, but more in these times with the podcast and things.
Okay. I like it.
All right, and that's so run them down again.
All right, so if you go out to the movie theater, Playmobil. If you're staying at home on Hulu, Reprisal.
Gotcha.
And if you're staying at home, Apple TV Plus, it's called Truth Be Told.
A true crime story of not true crime based on true events inspired by crime. Check it out now.
That could be true.